Mr. Good afternoon, Corey.
Good afternoon.
And to your guest, Nasser, there's Mr.
Nasser, Denny, and Buddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good afternoon to everyone. I was just...
Good afternoon.
I was just planning on pressing the button because it was on for about 10 past 11. But what I'm saying is this. I just under Mr. Nasser age. So I think I have an idea about my people. Now, before I leave Barbados, I went to the country that is in focus right now, America. I had all the Farrakhan tapes, and I used to listen to everything black. After landing in America for a little time, and I start scoping, and you know me, I like to be involved in listening. I have a complete understanding about this black and white thing. And I'll give you an idea what I mean as quick as I could, because time running out.
Yeah, please.
I was I became a super of a building. And when I was given the job as the super, hearing what I had, free apartment, two-bedroom apartment, no bills, and $1,000 a month, and you could still work, you know, because the super is going to change bulbs and see that the garbage put out and the, all their mop and things like that. But this apartment had 31, 2, and 3 apartments. All my complexion. And every 2 days, Corey, when I park my vehicle, you will find sometimes 3 fire trucks, 3 and 4 ambulances, and sometimes 12 police vehicles. It happened for about 2 weeks. And the third week, I went back to the rabbi. Rabbi, look, find somebody else. I say that to say this, to make the story short, because I was hoping to get in earlier. My people must understand that nothing goes wrong there. You don't expect to get the whites come to you, and you're doing things that will encourage your own and the whites. I live there and I watch it. And let me tell you this, Corey. That building had in all black people. And a woman will have a daughter 13 years old. And she got to walk out the elevators, up the stairs. She can't go in the elevator. All black. Let me get home now, Corey. Mm-hmm. I live in Black Rock. All my windows and doors got water iron. You want somebody telling you, Corey?
Mm-hmm.
I just listen to Nasser, and I agree with Nasser in certain things, and I disagree with some. But when the day comes that black people understand that the beginning, when a child is born from a man and a woman, a black man and a black woman, that is an investment. And the two of them is to try their best and raise that child in the best way that child will end up the type of citizens that will make what we are talking about. No march can help me right now. We was marching from the 60s. We just had a march about 2 years, just about 2 years
But ago. These marches are not different to you in terms of size, number, level, diversity. You see no difference, sir?
This march, to me, is because election is 4 months away. That's my thing, and I could be wrong. This march is because American election is 4 months away. But let me tell you this here, Corey. I attended the University of King Street. And over 60 years ago, my grandmother used to sell in a place called Basby Alley, right behind Standard Distributors. That road behind is Basby Alley. And almost every store, Baxter's Road, Twitter Street, Mill Market, at Robert Street, James Street, was black owned by black people, Corey. Barbados problem, black people problem, is that we don't live together. And as long as we keep living, when it's not every family, don't get me wrong, Corey, not all families. When we start to understand, like what I heard last week, with a particular one or two coconut vendors doing something that can hurt all the coconut vendors, We got to start thinking about tomorrow and doing the things that will help us down the road. Because what I heard last week, going to hurt every coconut vendor. And all the coconut vendors is people like you and I. And as long as we continue to do things that will hurt us, stop depending on Indians and whites, because they're independent from we, besides using us. You have a good day, because I really wanted to, because I don't discuss feminism, religion, nor race. But listening to the guests giving the impression that this is a turning point. What turning point? We, the people, we black people, got to decide to get together and help one another instead of depending on someone to do it for us. And you have a good day.
You have a good day, too. I'm going to come back to the panel, but I want to have one trick call. We try a call here on WhatsApp. Can we bring it up and see what the quality is like today, producer? Brastats, good afternoon. Caller, are you hearing us? Let's try it there. Caller, are you hearing us? Yes, go ahead and speak. All right, we're not hearing anything there. All right, panelists coming. We've heard a lot since we came back from the news, and I want to get your take on some of the things. We heard from Maxine McLean, former foreign affairs minister, who also did a lot within the movement, the credit union movement, and she talked about the venture capitalists merging the credit unions and using our own capital to build out our own wealth. I want to get reaction from you on that.
First, Corinne, I dropped out a bit just now, so I didn't get the first statement.
So, the debate still continues if this is a new dawning or more of the same, but one of the major things, because we did talk finance earlier as one of the possible solutions, but we have Maxine McLean on, who took it a little further, where she was talking about a new institution, merging the credit union, creating venture capital for the creation of wealth among our people. That's something that we can talk about and talk about. But as I said, it's really about walking that walk as opposed to talking the talk. But what are your thoughts about it as an idea? Is it possible? Is it a good idea, a bad idea? What do you think?
That lady McLean is a very nice lady, intelligent lady. But that she said that no, it ain't have not been saying for years and years and years. Myself, I support the black man, that gentleman that was the first governor of Central Bank, was very, very close. And we, his intelligence, I used to learn a lot. I also had a lot of input. We've been talking about these things for years and years. Let me tell you one thing that we discovered in Barbados. White people have not a cent in the pocket will come to Barbados, not a yen in the pocket. I'm going to a bank to buy a building. And that man will get 100% of the money to buy the building. A black man will go over with 20% and can't get the money. That is one. Two, Dr. Courtney Blackman got that chance and said that they must pay at least 10%. And that's obviously what people had to start paying some money to get properties in Barbados. I have been telling the union for donkey years. I've been telling the union for donkey years. How can you be a union and got a school outfit? A shoe outfit. In other words, the union should control a big supermarket, a big shoe store, a big clothes store, all the children and things. It is the people's union, and the best boy to buy from is yourself. I went to the Bridgestone Credit Union. I had 4 lots of land, and I wanted to put up 4 houses to sell. And they make me talk to be real good, everything fine. I mean, I was so happy with all of them. I'm so happy with them because I ran a good union, and thank God it is doing successful. You know, to this day, yeah, nothing planned, nothing done yet. A lot of pretty talk. That's what black people do. Enough pretty talk. Take it easy, man. We can sort out things, man. Everything can be all right, man. Nothing and
sounds so familiar.
Black people lock into white inferiority, and black people believe that they're inferior to white people. And if any white man tell them, don't help Corleone again, or help, don't care who Corleone is, wants the black. So the problem is finance this country. We mobilize all kind of things. Look, let me tell you something that happened in this country that hurt me to this day. The manufacturers so seems to have a big exhibition for the various furniture exhibition. I think that we did before the car won't be made. Some of the best quality products made in Barbados used to be there. There's a company called Pulaski in Louisiana. Came down one day and see this fantastic. They sent a guy down here, and he saw this fantastic furniture. And he asked if he would be prepared to build all was wood. I was there too, but it was wood they're looking at, not the metal. And they agree. Mr. Bree St. John, the Prime Minister of Barbados, was the Prime Minister then. He decided to set up a company called the Barbados Furniture Trading Company. And all the manufacturers, furniture manufacturers, could provide up to $25,000 in shares in it. Because the plan with Mr. St. John was that he was the Prime Minister to want to get it going good. Then the government will support it. Then when it gets strong enough, then it will sell out the rest of the people in Barbados or to the manufacturers. Okay, let me tell you what happened. When the fellas first did the first container of this fantastic furniture and sent it to Pulaski, all the furniture breaker, all when it get there. The fellas should be vexed, so they just tell me wrong. I can encourage them to work. That was my rule. And listen. Do you realize that the problem was, if you pass down with Harbor Road, I mean, yeah, the way called Spring Garden, you see a fella making boats and things there, that had a thing called their chem. The reason, Pulaski said, the reason why the furniture broke up is because there was too much moisture in the wood. So then Guyana helped us to put up this chem in Barbados. The fellas built about 5 more containers and shipped them to Pulaski. Perfect. Pulaski gave Barbados Furniture Trading Company a standing order for $40 million a year in furniture. U.S. $40 million. The government changed. And the government came into office and break it up. And the argument was, it would make Barbados therefore look too good if the project goes.
I want to help people listening to you to understand the importance of these stories, right? Because I don't know, reserved to say this, but the whole idea of Black Wall Street and so on, I've never really gotten the true and full picture of that until this incident happened and I started to look it up. I think it's important for people to understand what's been happening around them. Because people will hear you tell these things and say, oh, what I got to do with Noah? And that's not all that long. But there is a moral to each of these stories, and I want people to look at the morals. Don't look at the storyteller. Look at the morals of the story. When you put all these things together, you get a full picture of what's happening around you. We take another call 4 minutes after one. Brass Tack Sunday, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I know you're running out of time, so I got to talk fast. I'm looking at how we could empower Black. That bond business was an excellent opportunity to empower Blacks. I've listened to great leaders from time to time, like Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King, and they're saying that power comes through owning land, and they specifically say land.
Mm-hmm.
You should own land. If you own land, you got power. And I'm saying that the way the government could have empowered Blacks would have been to, instead of giving them bonds, they should have given them land. They're 2,000 civil servants. They each of them land at a significantly reduced price, and that would be more than the 5%. Because we would recognize that the government gave to a white man 104 acres of land for $13 million. And when I asked the valuer about the value of the land, he said the value about $50 million. You get it for $13 million. Now, he is empowered.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That empowerment means that my grandchildren has to work for his grandchildren because of decisions made recently or last year about that kind of thing. And the way to empower all Black people is to give them land that they never can get their hands upon. And land is out of their reach simply because land was sold to the highest bidder. But I'm saying that even if you get a land, they may sell it, but they can sell it and earn money on it or sell it to another Black person, but most likely they would keep it. And I agree with Maxine's idea too. I very much support that. But this thing about we get it again and we get it again, we can stop that talk. But we're talking that job over 100 years, and it never can happen. Or parliamentarians go to work behind the scenes and help us and learn in our hand is success as a start for black people. But Corey, that is my contribution.
Manny, thank you very much. I think that whole idea of owning land and all these the assets and different things is very important. This one says, good day, sir. I work at Williams Electrical, and I want to thank Busy Williams for giving us the workers shares in his company after 10 years with his company. Brass, that Sunday. Let's take another caller. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Corey. Good afternoon to your guests.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, Barbados. I would like Mr. Nasser to delete the words black and white from his comments every day on Brass Tacks. And I'll tell you why. This is not America. This is not Canada. And this is not England, where 90% of the people are non-black. We live in a country where 98% of us are black. And if we are not doing well economically, it is our problem to deal with. We need to deviate from that black and white. When you go in the bank, everybody I see is black. When the police officers, they're all black. The government is black. So to keep pointing the finger, you are becoming a part of the problem and not the solution. To David Denny, I would like to tell you that I am very proud of your initiative yesterday. I'm sorry we did communicate, but I could not attend. But five of my friends attended. They enjoyed it. They were very happy to be there. And we hope that next Saturday you do get the numbers that you want. That's all I have to say.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Let's go again one more time. Brass Tacks Sunday. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Hey, good afternoon.
We live in the illusion of democracy. And I've continued to say that.
The mockery you see, not democracy. The mockery you see.
Yep. What happened yesterday to me was indicative of what happens in Barbados with power. And the fact that black people, are the voices are suppressed. And then we are told, oh, well, you know, you want to protest, but you have to do it the right way. And we are watching all over the world. People are coming out in their thousands to say something. And the police and the government are stepping back to a little degree and saying, well, okay, we recognize the issue of COVID, but we also recognize that this is a far, far, far more important issue to deal with. But in Barbados, you get an argument and a position that says, oh, only 10 people are allowed to protest.
Allow me to read this and then get comment from you and David, right? It says, good afternoon, Corey. The organizers should have canceled the march from the time they were given a limit of 10 persons. That is not a good idea. That is like a group of people waiting for a bus. I see more people waiting for the bus at 10 people waiting at a bus stop. That is nothing to create change. What could they have say or protest about? There is change in numbers. 70 to 100 people, shameful and inconsiderate.
I'm not going to say whether he should have canceled it or not, but he should have made it known that, listen, 10 people, this is ridiculous. And it is not for the police to say, like, it boggles, but it doesn't boggle my mind, because this is exactly what we expect to happen in Barbados, where the government does this sort of thing. And the problem that we have in Barbados, yes, there is a problem between black and white that we don't discuss, but the most important thing is a problem of power and a problem of black on black, because we have a situation where you become a minister of government and then you become God. So nobody can tell you what to do. You essentially go then and do what you want to do. And we have a situation where black, the same people that are being oppressed and subjugated, will look at those ministers and say that, well, you know, if you're a minister and you don't get through in your first term and make enough money or whatever, then you're an idiot.
But because we're coming on to the end, I want to get your take on this. Do you think this is a flash in the pan? You think there will be some kind of change coming out of this?
Change Barbados? No. In the States, yes, certain changes are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to probably be reflected in the election.
Can Barbados use this as a catalyst to advocate for change here as well?
We have to. The most important thing to me, I want to be on the earth and say, blessed be for COVID. Because it's because of COVID that all of people have gotten up and had the energy to come out and fight and argue.
Right, they ain't distracted, the angst.
Right, so therefore we have to look at certain blessings in disguise. We now need to look in Barbados and say, what can come of this here? The most important thing that has happened that year was the conversations that Ms. Motley was having with the people of Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we do not have enough of in Barbados, and this is what can continue in Barbados.
All right, thank you. Well, I want to hear from the panelists as we head out. Let's get some closing comments.
Corey, I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Yesterday brought tears from my eyes, and it even caused me to lose a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people of Jamaica was allowed to protest yesterday, and they didn't have any problems. The people of Australia, all of the entire white world was allowed to protest yesterday, and they didn't have any problems. Why Barbados? You know, why Barbados? And I want to end by saying that we in Barbados have a right to protest because it's a God-given right. It's a fundamental right. And if you have power in Barbados, whether you are Attorney General or the Commissioner of Police or the Prime Minister, you must respect those fundamental rights so that people must be given the opportunity, whether you like it or not, to protest and state the position, especially when they are very concerned about issues that affect them.
So next Saturday, we're going to see what happened. This is coming on to the enemy here. Buddy, Nasser, two words to enclose us out.
Yeah. Yes, Corey.
Go ahead. Just two.
Just two words.
Yeah.
Look, the Zoom meeting that is being proposed for 27th of June,
mm-hmm.
right? That is now being discussed with the organizers of yesterday's march.
Okay. Well, keep us informed with that so that we can actually get the public, you know, being aware of what's happening. Brother Nasser.
That's all I want to say, for this minute or so. Black people must take their money and invest it with their own. They have to make sure that they support people look like them for the children or the grandchildren's sake.
Well, we got to start calling for that, put a mechanism in place with some trusted people so we could get that done.
Korea tell you, I've got to explain first before you can implement.
I know. We can talk more about that, but I want to see the implementing part. Don't hate me for that. Love you, brothers. Thank you for coming on. This one, I close out with this one. Well, could it be that Barbados is having a conscious awakening? Could it be that the contract, which was forged a century or so ago with slave owners and endorsed by the blood of black Bajans, including each successive government system and structured in Barbados, is coming to a close? Could it be that Barbados is ready to step out of the shadow of colonialism? Nah, it's just a dream. We're going back to sleep. I want to say a thank you to Brother Nasser, Brother Buddy Laria, Brother David Denny for coming on and sharing. I want to thank all those who would have came out and supported the program today and those who supported the march yesterday, including our white brothers and sisters. The time has met us. Will we meet the time? That's the question. I'm in your host, Corey Lane, backed by producer Dennis Johnson, and I want to thank Williams Industries Incorporated for making this program happen. Do enjoy the rest of your day. Lane out.